I've been a disciple of Christ all my life. My grandfather was a disciples minister, and my father was, and my brother is. And I've served many roles in the church, and a church librarian, and a deacon, and an elder, and taken part in the music program of the church, and continue to sing in the choir. My father was an army chaplain, so we moved around a lot. I was the oldest child and had a sister 5 years younger, and my brother was 13 years younger. And when I was in college, my father was stationed in Germany. That's where my family lived. But the military for college students provided us transportation to join our families in the summer times when they were overseas. Sometimes on a Navy ship, sometimes flying, it just varied, but we didn't have to pay for that. And at the end of my junior year in college, I was on my way to Germany to join my family, and the ship chaplain called me in and told me that a member of my family had died. And I know it didn't take long, but it felt like forever when he said, "Has somebody in your family been sick?" And I said, "No." And sitting there going through all my family members, wondering who it was. And then when I heard it was my sister, I felt guilty because she was the one I thought of last. But my parents were afraid that I would get a short newspaper they published on board the ship telling about my sister's murder. And they didn't want that to happen. They met me at the ship and we drove back to where they lived. And my sister's funeral was a few days later. I was so impressed and have continued to remember that all my life, how much it meant when people wrote and sent cards and came, how comforting that was. And I've tried to share that comfort with other people. When so many years went by, it seemed like my immediate family members remembered my sister, and yet I didn't know if anyone else did. Last summer, my family was returning from vacation, and on our way home, we stopped in Branson, Missouri to eat lunch and shop for about an hour. And I'm not sure why I noticed them, but in the cafe, I noticed two couples. And I didn't really think anything about it, but after I finished shopping and came out of one little shop, sitting directly in front of me on a bench were the two men of those couples, like they were waiting for the women that had been shopping. And I noticed one of them had on a Vietnam veteran cap. And my father had served in Vietnam, so I was curious if maybe he had been stationed where my father had. And I said, "Where were you in Vietnam?" And he said he'd been there twice, and he named off four different places that he'd been there, but none of them were where my father had been. And I said, "Well, my father was at Da Nang." And he said, "Oh, I know where that is." And while that conversation was going on, one of the women returned of the that had been eating lunch with these two men. And I was almost surprised, although later I realized that when I said my father had been stationed at Da Nang, that it told them I was an Army brat, because they all three responded, "We're Army brats." So I wondered if there was some way that our lives had touched. And I said, "Where did you go to school?" And they all three said together, "Bad Kreuznach in Germany." And I almost hesitated to reply, but I said it. That's where my father was stationed when my sister was murdered. And one of them said, "Margaret." And one of them said, "That was 1963. And one of them said, "Her father was a chaplain." And I said, "That was my sister." And they said, "She was in our class in high school. And every time we have a class reunion, we remember her."
Yeah.
I'm constantly aware of God working in my life.
Yeah.